It's shown in 220 countries around the world and has been seen by 120 million people. So, and it's growing and growing all the time. So, I mean, I know China currently on its second season. India is about to start watching it, I think. I mean, I hear the Russians love it.
So for those that have not somehow been acquainted with Downton Abbey.
Are those people?
I know. Could you help us bring them up to speed?
Well, we began the world of Downton Abbey in 1912 with the sinking of the Titanic. And on that ship was the heir to the fortune of the Crawley estate and the title. And Lord and Lady Grantham had three daughters but no sons. So the title and the estate and everything had to go to the nearest male heir. But he went down with the ship. So that was where the story really began. We're watching the lives of a family in a great estate in England, and we're also watching the lives of all of the servants that work for them below stairs. So there's lots of romance and intrigue.
For many, their favourite character is actually the house.
Yes.
If you will, tell us about the house.
Well, all of the scenes above stairs where the family live are filmed in a house called Highclere Castle. And it's a privately owned house still. It's lived in by the Earl of Carnarvon and his family, and they've lived there for about 500 years. And because it's a privately owned house, and in the British way, they don't redecorate. You know, they just buy or commission one lot of furniture when they first move in, and then it pretty much stays like that.
And it's handed down from generation to generation.
It's handed down. So when you watch Downton Abbey and you look on screen, that's pretty much how it looks in real life. Those are the paintings on the walls, the books in the library, the rugs on the floor, the surprisingly small dining room table, you know. So it's fantastic. And as you say, it's become a character in its own right.
One thing that I was immediately struck by with the book is the sumptuous photography.
I know.
I also love the photographs where early 20th century clashes with early 21st, where you see the camera crew surrounding the early 20th characters, settings, costumes.
I know. It's amazing. But actually, Hugh Bonville, who plays Lord Grantham, said that it really helps the efforts that the production have gone to, because he said when you're standing there reading a newspaper, and that newspaper has been reproduced from the exact edition that he would have been reading at that time. And so he's reading about, you know, sort of the sinking of the Titanic, or he's reading about the sort of Bolshevik storming Russia. He can get himself into that period, he said, even though out of the corner of his eye he can see the technician in jeans, you know, munching on a hamburger or something.
Right. And of course, a whole section devoted to the matriarch.
Yes, obviously, Violet, the Dowager Countess. You can't leave her out.
I
do these talks all around the country, and I sometimes think I should just go with a sort of just a whole list of all her best quips.
She was very upset by the death of poor Mr. Pamuk.
Why? One can't go to pieces at the death of every foreigner. We'd all be in a state of collapse whenever we opened a newspaper.
My favorite is when she asks,
What is a weekend?
What is a weekend?
Ah, yes. Now, that is a good one. That actually came from Julian's great aunt, Izzie, my great great aunt, Izzie Russell Stevenson.
From real life.
Yes, in real life. And Maggie Smith's character, Violet the Dowager, is really based on Izzie. And Izzie, and like Violet, was someone who believed in the aristocracy and the tradition and duty and above all family, you know. But the line, what is a weekend, I'll tell you where that came from, is not because, as most of us would assume, that she's just so grand that all her days run into another and there's no such thing as a working day and a non-working day, but because in pre-First World War, when you went to a house party, you called it a Saturday to Monday. So you'd say, oh, we've been asked down for Saturday to Monday with the Charlestons, you know, or whatever. And then as the sort of working week started to be something that became more applicable to everybody, it was just a new phrase. It was a bit like, you know, she might ask, what is twerking? I mean, can you imagine what Violet would say
I would not want to have to explain that to Violet.
But I think what we really like about Violet is that she's our witness to change. She's a woman who would have been born in the 1850s into a Victorian world of horse-drawn carriages and candlelit bedrooms. You know, and in her own lifetime, and in fact in a very short space of time, between 1912 and 1922 almost, you know, is this introduction of a huge amount of things, you know, motor cars, telephones, electricity, flying by air, you know, women voting, people bicycling, and it changed our whole framework of life. And I think, you know, was quite exciting, but also quite overwhelming. And I think we understand that because I think we've gone through something very similar ourselves in the last 10 years in the way in which we use our mobile phones in Google, Facebook, Twitter. You know, people are probably listening to this radio on their computers just as much as they're listening to it on an old wireless set. You know, Botox, genetics, gay marriage, you know, I mean, like, you know, everything has changed. And in the same way, it's very exciting, but sometimes a little bit overwhelming. So I think we quite like Downton Abbey as a sort of, it's sort of a bit of a grounding from that.